Hi, everybody. It's Joan. Starting next week, this feed is going to get a bit of a rebrand. Going forward, it's going to be the home of False Idol, the newest podcast from Religion of Sports and PRX. False Idol tells the story of Oscar Pistorius and Reva Steenkamp. Now, you've probably heard of Pistorius. He was an extremely talented and famous Paralympic athlete who, in 2013, murdered Steenkamp, his girlfriend. The news came as a massive shock in their home country of South Africa, and really across the world. I am so excited to hand things off to the show's host, Tim Rowan. But before I do, I want you to meet Tim and learn a bit about his show. He's a phenomenal journalist and has a really unique way of telling stories. I got a sneak preview, and I think all of you Crush listeners are going to love it. In the podcast, Tim examines the lead up to the murder and its aftermath. He really digs into athlete hero worship and the consequences of the blind faith we have in our sports idols. This story is a world away from baseball, but its underlying themes are not so different from the ones we explored in Crushed. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the Crushed feed.
Hi, Joan. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to start out with probably the most obvious question here. What made you interested in doing a podcast about Oscar Pistorius?
Well, I've been thinking about doing something on Oscar Pistorius for a long time. Back in 2012, when I was an intern at the New York Times, I wrote a few small stories on Pistorius when he was trying to qualify for the 2012 London Olympics. And it always stuck in the back of my head. You know, as a writer, you're always keeping like an imaginary notebook of ideas. And I thought he was an interesting person as an athlete. You know, he was this double amputee sprinter running on these blades who was going to make history. And then 6 months later, everything changed. And more recently, I started looking back at what the media had covered around the trial and on Pistorius. And there were themes that kind of emerged that felt like they had been overlooked. And it felt like part of the story hadn't been told before or hadn't been really examined in a meaningful way. And it now seemed like the right time.
Okay, I want to jump onto that. Now seemed like the right time. A question a lot of people asked me about Crushed was why now? Because that was a story that had taken place, you know, 20 years ago to some extent. For Pistorius, why now? Why does it matter in 2021?
You know, this is a story about gender-based violence, about hero worship, toxic masculinity, the intersection of privilege and race. You know, these are super relevant topics in the year 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is more than Oscar Pistorius. You know, this is about society at large, about South Africa, about these issues that are prevalent here in the United States.
This story is so much about gender and race, and it was really refreshing to me to hear from Black South Africans and women. Was that a conscious choice you made? It sounds like it was, just giving that platform to people who can sometimes be edged out of sports stories.
Yeah, exactly. These are voices that maybe have been overlooked in the past, but they're central to this story. I mean, these are the prosecutor on the case against Pistorius. There's the mother of one of Pistorius' ex-girlfriends, and Kim Martin, who's Reva Steenkamp's cousin, who really talked to us about Reva as a person. She was her own woman. She was this strong, independent person. She was a prospective lawyer. She was a mentor who was getting involved in activism. Just before she passed, she had started to talk about gender-based violence, and that's part of the tragedy, too, that she wasn't able to continue to do that. And I hope we tell her story right, you know, do her justice in that.
I learned so much about Reva, who in some ways has seemed like a footnote in a lot of the stories about Pistorius. But really, this is her story as much, or if not more, than it is Oscar Pistorius's. So you have some really great interviews. Which one was your favorite to conduct? Who were you so excited to get a chance to talk to?
So my favorite interview was with Andrea Johnson. She was one of the prosecutors who worked on the case, and she just is this incredible person. She's a woman of color, and we talked at length about, you know, her background and how in South Africa she had to take on white male defense attorneys in these cases and kind of what it was like coming up in that system in the mid-90s, shortly after the end of apartheid. And she rose to the ranks, and now she's one of the top prosecutors in South Africa. And I think she's a character that people are going to really learn a lot from, and I know I certainly did.
She was amazing. There were things she said in episode 5 that had me like fist pumping at my desk as I listened. It was so fun to hear. One of the things I tried to do with Crushed was to tell a story or a version of a story that had been told before, but to do it with the benefit of hindsight and fresh perspective. And I think you took a very similar approach here, Tim. Tell us how False Idol is different from everything else people have watched or read about Oscar Pistorius.
We're going to explore how we treat our sports heroes, why we fall in love with their stories, and how that causes us to overlook certain things about them. And, you know, when we overlook those things, there's consequences to doing that.
Well, Tim, those are all the questions I have for you. And I just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to come on here and talk a little bit about yourself and the show.
Thanks for having me. I hope we can carry on what Crush started.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Joan Neeson, and that was Tim Rowan, the host of False Idol, the new podcast from Religion of Sports and PRX. The first two episodes will be right here in this feed on August 26th.